Hey girl, welcome to the trophies. You are number one. I'm Melissa McLeod and I've been coaching women for over 16 years. I teach you how to make yourselves the priority, you know, number one in your life so you can show up as the best you can be for everyone else. In this podcast, I talk about relationships and communication, about goal setting and productivity. I'm a wife, a mom, California bred, currently living the expat life in South Asia. Sounds good? Well, let's go. Will all the newly initiated homeschooling moms please raise your hands? Oh my gosh, how we doing? How are we doing, mamas? I've definitely had some oh crap moments over the past few weeks, like worrying about aging relatives, wondering if my spring break plans will be canceled. Update, they were. We were supposed to go to Australia. That's not happening. Chalk that up to first world problems. I'm concerned that I'm so far from home. I'm in South Asia. My family's back in the United States. Not to mention, I'm so far from Western healthcare. Should my family need it? But the news that sent me over the edge was when the schools announced closure till April 20th. Y'all, that's 6 weeks. Whew. So I don't know what the next month is going to look like. I don't know how many new cases we're going to have. I don't know if I have enough toilet paper to last a home quarantine. And it's that not knowing that is so tough for me. And I bet the uncertainty of this entire coronavirus situation is so unsettling for you too. We live with these microcomputers at our fingertips. That's your smartphone. It's always on us. And it's made our uncertainty muscles so weak. We forgot what it's like to not know something. We're used to having all the answers or easy access to all the answers. We are just not comfortable without the information that we are so used to. You know, it wasn't too long ago that we would turn on the TV and not know what we were going to watch. We would click through the channels until we found a program that we liked or liked well enough. Not today. We can stream practically anything. We know exactly what we're going to see when we turn on the TV. It's on demand. We used to get into our cars and drive somewhere without knowing what the traffic would be like. Not now. We got Google Maps. We have Waze. We know what the best route is and exactly how many minutes it will take to get there. We even know where the cop is hiding. If we wanted the news, we had to wait for the nightly news or we read about it in the newspaper the next day. Not now. We got 24/7 news cycle. So we can be bogged down with information or misinformation all the time. I mean, there's a world map you can keep refreshing to see all the newly added diagnosed cases of COVID-19. I mean, it's sick. And how about if we're going to a party now? Well, we can tell because of social media who else is going to be there. And that information even influences whether or not we go to the gathering. How about when we go for a hike? We now know the exact temperature, what to wear, what the weather forecast is going to be for the duration of our outing, not to mention what it's going to be for the whole week ahead. I mean, we used to have to be prepared and wear layers. Not anymore. We are so unused to the uncertainty that it's become a major source of anxiety and fear, particularly in today's critical coronavirus climate. And to make matters worse, we practice behaviors that exacerbate the situation. We stress eat, which makes us feel bad. We drink alcohol, which increases anxiety. We constantly check the news, which builds stress. We don't sleep as well, which reduces our immunity. All these activities hinder our ability to adapt to situations like coronavirus. So all we can do is take a deep breath. Let's do one together. Inhale and let it go. Doesn't that just feel good? We can only handle the things that are within our control. And that list is very short because we can only control ourselves. We can't control who isn't practicing social distancing. We can't control who is hoarding all the dry goods and the non-perishable food items at the grocery store. How about that schmo that bought up all the hand sanitizer? What a schmuck. But we can control our thoughts and our actions. We can control our feelings and our behaviors. And so focusing on those and letting go of the rest is a great way to manage our state during times like these. You know, I teach my clients, you can always reach for a better thought. Your thoughts are what control your feelings and dictate your behaviors. So instead of letting my brain run away with, my kids will drive me crazy over these next 6 weeks, or how can I protect my family if we leave the house? I'm choosing thoughts like, this will be a unique experience and I can keep my family safe by being smart. How about you? What can you do instead of checking the news 24/7? What boundaries can you place around that? What can you talk about with your friends instead of sharing coronavirus fears? What can you tell yourself instead of, there's no way I can homeschool? You know, when we dig ourselves and go down that rabbit hole of just negative thought, disempowering thought after negative thought, all you got to do is reach for a better thought to start digging you out of there. It doesn't have to be, coronavirus is gone, we're all happy and healthy, huh? Right? No, it can just be, wow, this is going to be unforgettable. You know, that's just a better thought. Me, right now, I'm okay. That's a better thought. What can you tell yourself? You know, we know that like SARS and like H1N1, COVID-19 will run its course. Until then, you get to be the pillar for your family that makes it the most tolerable and comfortable living environment for everyone else. If you want to continue this discussion, join me over in the Trophies. This is my free life coaching group for women. It's at thetrophies.co. And I encourage all the moms to download my Super Mom Survival Guide, especially now. It's on my site at melissamcleod.co. I'll put the link in the show notes. Thanks, everyone. You take care.